The ordinance revamping the sales tax policy was sponsored by Assemblymember Cheryl Westover and Nancy Cavanaugh, both outspoken advocates of the interests of senior citizens. But one senior citizen, 74-year-old Shirley Robards, testified that she wasn't convinced change was needed.
I want the people from the older people that lived in Sitka all their lives to stay in Sitka. And you guys always are trying to hit them with another tax, and this is another tax. And I just think it's wrong.
City Administrator Jim Dinley countered that the ordinance was not a new tax, but a fairer way to collect existing taxes. Ordinance sponsor Cheryl Westover said the senior exemption was a gift to Sitka's older residents, but others had found ways to take advantage of it.
This is the most abused tax in this town. It's also the most misused because I don't think people understand it. The abuse is I've seen seniors use it to purchase stuff for their families and it's the original ordinance says for your own use or consumption. It doesn't say for your grandkids or your children. And then the sales clerks at the store, the little 16, 17-year-olds, when they technically they should be asking for ID every time.
The ordinance, if passed on second reading, will replace the current senior sales tax exemption with a senior sales tax rebate. Shoppers 65 and older would pay sales taxes like everyone else and then apply for a cash rebate at the end of the year based on tables used by the Internal Revenue Service. The example in the assembly packet showed a qualified Sitka senior with an income of between $20,000 and $30,000 receiving a rebate of $468. The larger a senior's income, the larger the rebate. Only residents would qualify for the senior rebate, with residency established using the guidelines of the Alaska Permanent Fund dividend. City Finance Director Dave Wolf had done some rough projections of the effect of the ordinance on sales tax revenue and suggested that Sitka could come out slightly ahead.
2 years ago, there was about a little over $10 million claimed on the exemption area through the businesses that reported to us. In 2008, there was $11.6 million. If the seniors did have to pay sales tax on that amount of money, you'd be looking this last year, fiscal year 09, of around $620,000. Now, based on U.S. Census data that they give us, and they're projecting right now that there's roughly 1,013 seniors in Sitka, and at the $467.50, there would be a payout of about $473,000, so we got about $150,000 delta right now.
That means the city would rebate about $150,000 less in sales taxes than the current exemption now costs it. Wolf said there was no way of knowing if that $150,000 difference represented the amount of the fraud suggested by Assemblymember Westover without putting a city staff member at every cash register. Mayor Scott McAdams said he had been persuaded in deliberation and would support the plan on first reading.
It appeals to my progressive sensibilities to look at the way this rebate's crafted. I think it cares for the people who could use the exemption the most. In a meaningful way, I also think that for those who don't need it as much, it also provides them back with a rebate that may be an incentive for them to continue to invest their time and capital in Sitka.
Phyllis Hackett initially opposed the plan, saying she wanted more information, but she ultimately agreed to support the rebate on first reading, saying she would try to ensure that it was equitable for seniors who live in Sitka full-time. The ordinance passed 6-0. It will be heard on second reading at the Assembly's next regular meeting on August 11th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.